Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini.
Christmas should be a wonderful time of the year, but in our culture, it can bring stress too. This year, COVID-19 is adding to that stress. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber talks about ways to manage that stress so you can focus on what Christmas is really all about.
Thank you, Liz. You are correct. Christmas is a great time of the year, but it also comes with stress. And thank you for joining in on this podcast today. I saw a survey recently about how Americans manage stress. And in this survey, more than half of the people said they manage stress by listening to music. 47% said they exercise or walk. 44% said they read. Spending time with friends or family was the answer of 41%, which was also the same percentage that said they watch TV or movies a couple hours a day. 38% said they nap. 37% said they play video games or surf the internet. Same percentage of people said they pray. 34%, about a third, said they eat because they're stressed. 30% said they choose a hobby. 21% said a church or religious service. 18% drank alcohol. 18% shopped. And 16% smoked. So a lot of different ways that people manage stress. Now, this year, with this pandemic still going on in 2020, how can we manage stress? I want to point to Scripture. First of all, I want to say that nothing that I say implies in any way that COVID is not real, that worries and concerns are not real, or that we shouldn't take precaution. I definitely believe in being as safe as you can and taking appropriate precautions. But worry and stress aren't tied in necessarily with whether you take precautions or not. You can take all the precautions you want and still feel stress. So regardless of what your approach is, what would we say? I want to just point to a couple of quick scriptures. One is Psalm 46. It was an incredible time of stress for the people to whom this was written. It starts out, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Now, first impression you get from this psalm is that the event that gave rise to it is still very vivid in the minds of those for whom it was first composed. Maybe it was deliverance in the days of Hezekiah when the man Sennacherib threatened Jerusalem, but 185,000 of his powerful soldiers were taken down by an act of God. There were people who felt like their world was about to cave in. And the psalm expresses sturdy confidence in the Lord that was in the middle of a very real danger. And though it was probably written just after a time of crisis or maybe in a time of crisis, his message still transcends any situation. And it has an important message for us today who encounter stress, concern, pressure, and fear in our lives and world. So God is our refuge. And then in verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And that's repeated again in verse 11. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. One of the great ways for dealing with stress is just acknowledging God's presence and protection in spite of the upheaval. These people were able to say that. They said, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall in the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. So the first word of this psalm is the most important, God. God and God alone protects his people in the face of all kind of disasters. And I think that's where we start when we're trying to deal with stress of any sort. Rather than focusing on the stressor, the thing that causes us anxiety, we focus on God. He is the rock. He is the one. One writer commenting on Psalm 46 says, God does not guarantee that trouble will not come to those who trust in Him, but He does guarantee that when trouble comes, He will be the rock that saves us, the citadel that protects us, the tower that frustrates our enemy. So I think that's where we start with this incredible focus on God. Now, one New Testament passage that relates to it as well is Philippians 4, 6 through 9. Paul the Apostle wrote this, and he said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." There's two things there, two direct commands. Don't worry, or stop worrying, and start praying. The opposite of worry is prayer. And so we choose whether we will worry or not. We can't choose whether or not stressful situations come to us, but we can choose what we do with them. Do we roll them over in our mind? Do we think of all of the worst possible scenarios? Or do we say, no, I am not going to worry, rather I'm going to pray? And I've had to do this many times. I had to say to God, I'm concerned about this. I'm worried about this. I can't handle this. I don't know how to handle this. Will you help me? And sometimes it's just that prayer of admitting that we need God's help. That's part of it. What happens when we do that? Well, verse 7 says, "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippi, where this letter was written to, was a Roman colony. So the people who lived there would have been used to seeing these Roman soldiers guarding the city. And that's the same concept that's used in this language here, that God's peace, like a garrison of soldiers, will guard us. And boy, do we need that in times like this. We need God's peace to guard us. We can't manufacture it. It doesn't come automatically. It comes when we say, I don't want to worry. I choose not to worry, but I do choose to pray. I do choose to present my request to God. Well, once we do that, sometimes, have you ever done this? Have you ever prayed about something and felt better? You got up off your knees or from whatever your prayer position was, and it's like, yeah, I turned it over to God and I feel better. And then 2 hours later, those same worries and stresses start coming back to you and you start feeling them again. Well, what do you do then? How do you handle it then? Well, obviously you can keep praying, but you also can keep going in the passage. The very next two verses, I think, deal with that. "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." So it's like there are four steps here. Step one is stop worrying. Step two is pray. But then step three in verse 8 is think the right things. Think the right things. Focus on the things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely. There's so much. There's so much negativity out there and so much that worries us. And if we focus our mind on those things, yeah, we will feel the stress and we will feel the anxiety. I'm kind of a news junkie. I never really have thought of myself that way, but I like to keep up with the news. And sometimes that causes stress. Just reading over and over and over again about, you know, all the bad things that are happening in the world. I'm not saying be a hermit and be unaware of what's happening in the world. But I think balance is important. I think balance is important in terms of the amount of media that we take in and also the sources. I, for instance, intentionally choose to, like when I'm surfing the internet for news stories and headlines, I choose different providers, some that I know are going to lean, say, to the left, and some that are going to try to be in the center, and some that are going to lean to the right, because it's very interesting how these different news sources present things and how they report things. And I think there's one of those that I, you know, is my go-to. The others I like to just check every now and again just to be aware of what's being said out there. So anyway, that's just kind of a practical tip there. Just be balanced in the amount and the sources of where you get your information. And then verse 9, the fourth step is just do the right things. Paul says, whatever you've heard or seen in me, do, put it into practice. So don't get paralyzed. Sometimes we can get paralyzed with stress and worry, but God still wants us to do good, and he still wants us to do right, and he still wants us to be on mission, on Jesus' mission. Christmas is about Jesus and why he came. And he came to save people who needed him, who needed God, who were separated, who were lost. And I think if we focus on those things, those will really help. I love the ending, the God of peace will be with you. So in verse 6, when we pray, it says the peace of God will be with you. But now Paul turns it around and says the God of peace, God himself, will be with you. I hope that this helps some as we all try to manage the stress that's very much in our lives today. May God richly bless you.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.